The record is spinning here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Summer was awesome, but it's over, so get over it. It's just a beautiful memory. Now we're bundling up in sweaters, spending a lot more time inside, and maybe eating little bonbons to cheer ourselves up. Are there better ways to keep up energy than a shot of sugar as the days get shorter? Let's ask the expert, registered dietitian nutritionist, Mary Purdy. Nice to see you again.
Good to be here.
Well, let's start with the psychological before we get to the constitutional. Yeah.
Okay.
When the days get shorter, what happens physiologically, I guess, in our bodies?
Well, I think we are seasonal creatures. So when the days get shorter, we have a need to rest more. And we actually are sort of building up, stocking up for the winter, the way that bears hibernate and
just
stock
thinking
up, right?
That.
We're not that far off. So we actually do need some more calories to help us get through these long winter months. And we do need, yes, I'm going to say it, we need more sleep. Because when we get more sleep, we feel stronger and we're bolstered and we tend to eat more healthy.
You know, I was thinking as you were talking about the kinds of foods that ripen or are harvested in the fall and into the winter. These are things like dark leafy greens mm-hmm. and bright squashes, the heavy squashes. So
yeah.
Actually, nature's kind of telling us to change the way we eat, too.
Absolutely. There's a reason why those root vegetables are also in season at this time of year. The sweet potatoes, the squashes, the burdock root. These are all very high sources of starches, but complex starches that give us the energy that we need to make it through the winter.
So French fries, no. Baked sweet potato, yes.
Yes, baked sweet potato with a little spice or curry or garam masala, something to give it a little extra flavor.
What about when I think of winter, I think of soup or stewy kinds of
yes.
things. Am I cooking all the good for you nutrition out when I braise or simmer something for a long time?
Hopefully not. I mean, any kind of heat extended for a long period of time may deplete some of the minerals and antioxidants that are in some of those foods. But essentially, you are soaking it into the water or the stock that you're going to be drinking. So you're still getting a lot of benefit. And for many people, braising those vegetables as well is a little bit easier on their digestive tract. As we get into the winter months, it's harder to break down a whole bunch of raw, cold food. So it's nice to have something warm and spicy and easy for the body to digest.
So you mentioned spicy. When I think of those herbs that maybe I should look in my cabinet because I don't think they last for a whole year.
No.
But when I look at all those bottles, I know they sometimes make food taste good. What do they do for me when I eat them?
Several things. I am a huge herb and spice fan. Number one, they act as a digestive aid. All cultures have some kind of herb or spice that go along with their food. Number two, they have antioxidants, so they actually confer health benefits.
Really?
Absolutely. Ginger and garlic are fantastic for immune function. They're actually antiviral as well, antibacterial. Onions, too, are anti-inflammatory. I mean, I could go on and on. Number three, they also have a wonderful flavor. And when we are constantly introducing new flavors to our palate, we tend to shift the way that our bodies experience food, and we don't tend to go for the same old stuff over and over again.
If there was one habit that you would urge people to try to break when it comes to, you know, that hunkering down that happens when the days get short, what might it be?
Gosh, I would say expand and explore the bounty of the season. So if there's a food out there that you haven't tried, go out to your local farmer's market. It is still harvest season at this time of year. And try something different or mix up vegetables. You know, add in a new herb or spice and see what that's like.
What was the most recent new food that you tried?
Ooh, good question. Gosh, I've tried so many things. One of the things that I really love trying at this time of year, which is unfamiliar to a lot of people, is burdock root, which is...
It's totally unfamiliar to me.
Yeah, it looks like a big stick, basically.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like the most palatable food. But it's kind of in the shape of a carrot, but it looks like a big stick. And it's
you're making it sound so delicious, Mary.
It's fabulous when it's sautéed with a little bit of tamari or soy sauce and some onions. You got to sauté it for a while. Otherwise, you'll be chewing for a while.
Okay, listeners, take the burdock root challenge from
yes.
Mary Purdy. Mary's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a frequent guest on the record. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.